Hi, I'm Alexander Charles Adams, and I'm the creator and producer of Smash Cut. We're coming to you out of our hiatus because a couple of really amazing things have happened. Recently, I attended the Third Coast International Audio Festival. There were tons of conversations being had between all different kinds of makers, reporters, experimental sound artists, software engineers, about how nonfiction and fiction can begin speaking to each other more. But recently, our editor and assistant producer and actress and all-around wonderful goddess, Lane Farber, and I decided to forge into nonfiction for the first time ever for this thing called the KCRW 24-hour radio race. For this race, we had to create a 4-minute nonfiction radio piece in 24 hours with all of the recording, editing, and producing happening in that time frame. Now, for Lane and I, as theater people, 24 hours was not the scary part. Coming up with amazing ideas, and some really terrible ones, in a really short amount of time, also didn't faze us. What was really interesting for us was making something that was wholly nonfiction.
1, 2, 3, 4.
While Lane has made a couple of nonfiction pieces for radio herself, I have never made one until this race. So we decided to approach it like we've approached all of our fiction pieces, with tons of sound design, an approach to the process as the most important part of the work, and trying to find a story that made you stop and rethink something about your life. Lainey and I were both incredibly surprised to find out that we were made finalists and then in the end awarded third prize from KCRW for the piece. It's been a while since it's been out, but after all the conversations we heard at Third Coast, we thought now was a really great time to release it on this feed as well, as a kind of nod to where we're hoping that fiction and nonfiction are headed in the future. The theme for this year's race was Down for Whatever, and the second that I heard that that was the theme, I looked over to Lane with the most devilish smile, and she knew immediately that we had to make a piece about sex. Now, it's important to note that the piece is incredibly sexually explicit and not suitable for minors in any capacity. But now, without any more introduction, here is Come On In, produced by me and Lane Farber.
All I could think about is like, oh my God, I just had 20 guys come in me. Holy fuck, what did I just do?
This is John.
Well, usually I'm here like handing out free condoms, but ta-da!
And this is not the story of his first time in a bathhouse.
I just want to feel, well, you know, welcomed or wanted. That's what it started as.
John used to work in HIV prevention. While he loved his job, it caused a lot of problems in his sex life.
I was definitely feeling bad about my self-image. You know, I couldn't meet people because of the work I did. Like, I knew a lot of people and everyone knew me, but that was kind of the problem.
Looking for sex and anonymity, the next step seemed logical.
So eventually I went to a bathhouse and I just said, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care who's there. I don't care what's there. I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to have an experience and see what I like, what I don't like.
For people like me, straight woman in the room.
This is my co-producer, Lane.
I guess some straight girls do this, but I've never been to any kind of sex club or bathhouse. Could you explain the typical setting?
When you walk in, you are immediately in a room where it's just like a glass panel where it tells you the prices, where everything is. They ask for your ID. You have to sign some paperwork saying, you know that it's a private club. There's going to be sexual acts. There's going to be nudity. So you give them all your information. They put you in the system and then they buzz you in. Like, it's almost like a prison door. Like, you have to be buzzed in. When you get to the other side, it's like a small little gym just because that's what they say they are, is a gym, but that's not really what they are. And then you get your towel, and then in this particular one, you have to go upstairs, and then you go to the lockers. Now, you can buy either a locker or a room, and I was always cheap, so I got the locker. You would take off all your clothes, put your towel on, and then you can go walk around, and then you would either go like downstairs where they had like the hot tub and the sauna and stuff like that, and that's where a lot of the action happened. Or you could go past the lockers, and there was like a little TV room, and then past that was like the dark room with the glory holes and the sling, and it's very, very dark. You can't really see much of anything.
I'm a really nervous person, so like that would be scary for me, but were you scared?
I knew the risk I was taking. It wasn't necessarily a good risk, but I knew what I was doing to myself. I would say only one person probably used a condom out of everyone at the night. I didn't have the self-image that I cared enough about my body to worry about things like that. I just said, you know what, if I get it, I get it. I ended up in the sling, and like guys just went back to back on me. And it's one of those things where I didn't leave there feeling happy.
After that night in the bathhouse, John realized that that experience wasn't what he was looking for.
Self to self. What the fuck are you doing? Why are you doing it? And is it healthy? And I said, no, it's not healthy. And then how do I make it healthy? Okay, well, I could stop just doing whatever everyone else wants and figure out what I want.
So you went the one time,
mm-hmm.
and you spent most of the night there. Did you ever go back to participate again?
Yeah, I went back, but not to the level that I did. So I was a lot more selective. Like I would kind of scope it out, talk to more people, you know, make it more of a social environment. And then I would randomly just like pick a guy and then go at it with them.
At your job, did you feel that you were able to talk about this topic?
I wanted to be open and honest with them. I told them, yeah, I was there. This is what I did. And if anyone wanted to go to the bathhouse with me, I was totally open to it. I said, I'm probably not going to participate, but if you want me there, for whatever reason, moral support, for condoms, whatever it might be, I'll totally go with you. As long as it's a free night. I don't want to have to pay.
So that was Come On In, the third prize winner for the KCRW 24-hour radio race. Special thanks to Kristen Lepore of the KCRW Independent Producer Project and Margaret Kemp, an old professor of mine, for pushing me to make this piece and even enter this crazy race. Smash Cut is slated to return in January of 2018 with an exciting new piece with some of the same team that made Hi, I'm Maddie last year for Project Ireland. Speaking of Maddie, to get early access to an interview we did with him in Belfast before attending the 2017 Hearsay International Audio Festival on the one-year mark of the production of Hi, I'm Maddie, mosey over to our Patreon at patreon.com/smashcutcast. We'll also be releasing it on the feed in a month. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with the handle @smashcutcast for updates on preseason pieces and our upcoming Season 3 premiere. If you enjoyed today's piece, go ahead and give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcasting app. Today's piece featured music by Chris Zabrinsky and Apache Tomcat. Go ahead and check out some of the other pieces that were in the radio race. There are about 120 of them or so, and I listened to each and every one of them, and they were all amazing. A particular favorite of mine was Kinky Kiki. It was produced by Adia White, Casey Gardner, and Sarah Bohannon, and it is absolutely fabulous. We'll be linking it in the show notes. That's all from us today. Thank you so much for listening.
Two guys and a rogue.
I'm one guy.
I'm the other.
And this is the network.